for FOR monitoring.
November Delta 7 Japan Mobile, heading on home from the grocery store. Well, I hope you are as well. Did you get your antenna squared away there?
Ordered me a new one for my truck to see if I can get out better, and I'm thinking about redoing my antenna here at the house, putting it on a different setup or something.
Right now?
Nice antenna right now.
What you tell me? I said, yes, I didn't get all that, but it seems to be working fine.
I don't know if I want to try to put it up high or just leave it where it's at.
Will never hurt, that's for sure. I think my 2 meter 440 antenna is at about 40 feet on my tower, but I had a J-pole that I used, and I had it at about 20, 22 feet, something like that, and it worked very well. So I don't know, you know, how much effort you want to put it in and how much money you want to spend to get it up, you know, another 10 or 15 feet. I'm not sure how it's up right now, what you've got it supported on.
You know, I may just leave it where it's at. I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. I'm just kind of, I mean, right now it's working fine, so I may just leave it.
I'm assuming you do not have any kind of a rotator on that antenna? We do a little bit of Google searching and figure out where the repeater is from your home, what direction, and aim your antenna at the repeater.
Tell I've got my antenna pointed towards Caesar's head.
About the right direction then. So I don't, like I said, you're getting solid into the repeater. I got a little scratchy, but that's typical for me where I live. I'm in Hendersonville, so I don't always get this repeater real solid. So, but from what I can tell, your signal's good.
Yep.
The repeaters that are closer or further away? Repeaters that are closer to your house or further away just to see what it does?
Around the Camp Croft area, and on this radio I can pick it up, but I had another radio in here and it would not, for some reason, it would not pick it up.
What are you using right now?
UV 50x2, and the other one I had in here was a BTEC UV 25x2.
Are those handheld?
Mobile units.
Okay, it's not a handy talkie, though. It's a regular mobile. I'm just not familiar with that radio, that's all. Do you know what the power output is on it?
What that I'm talking on now is 50 watts, and the other one is 25 watts.
Let's certainly do the job, and if that's the one you're on right now, like I said, you're solid into the repeater from at least what I'm listening.
Next thing is with the other one, the 25 watt, if for some reason it would not pick up the Spartanburg repeater, I'd get bits and pieces of the conversation. And he did the same way in my truck, so I don't know if it's the radio or what.
The Spartanburg repeater, whether it has a PL tone or not, so you may have the wrong tones set in. It's possible.
I checked the PL tones and they're right. Now, this radio that I'm on now, the 50 watt, it picks it up fine. I was on the net last night on the Camp Croft repeater and it picked up fine. So maybe that other one's just a bad radio.
I hear better than others. So, but the setup you're using right now, I think for this, I don't think I would do a whole lot to it. But if you need some help, you can look me up. But I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway. So enjoy your day. Good to hear you, ND7J.
This is KQ4FRY, standing by.
This is David, KF4NXY. Radio that is not receiving real good, you might want to check your squelch settings on it, and that might, you know, if you got the squelch set too far, then that could be why, you know, you're not picking up some of the repeaters.
No, fell short, and I had it on one, and I put it up to like maybe five, and it would not pick up that one repeater in Spartanburg right there. I think it's in Camp Croft. But this radio that I'm on now in the house, the VTech UV50x2, it picks it up fine. I didn't have any problems last night with it.
The other thing to check would be the input and the output, see if there's a D, I think it's called DTMF or DTSC code settings. Sometimes the signal coming out of the repeater, if it's, you know, got a tone code with it, maybe that's why the other radio's not picking it up. I don't know, or it could be like the other guy was saying, some radios just don't have as sensitive a receiver on them.
I can figure, because it did the same thing in my truck also. But like I said, this one is the 50 watt, it's the UV 50x2, and it picked up the repeater with no problem at all.
That could be it. I've got like a QIT in one of the cars, and sometimes it doesn't seem to receive real good, but I think it's an issue with the antenna I got on the car. It gets to wobbling, because anytime I come to a stop, it seems to receive pretty good then. But anyway, you have a good morning, and I'll talk at you a little later. KF4NXY.
KQ4FRY, standing by. I want to make sure I got your call sign. KF4NXY is your call sign?
That's it. You got it.
This is KQ4FRY, standing by.
North Willio. KX and 4ZLK, mobile.